Welcome to the Thriving Forward podcast. Now to introduce your hosts. Hi, I'm Megan Laspinera. I'm the founder and executive director of Kids Thrive 585 Inc. and a pediatrician in Rochester, New York.
And I'm Sarah Collins McGowan. I'm also a pediatrician here in Rochester, and I teach community health and advocacy to pediatric residents. In each episode, we will speak with people involved in good works and projects in the greater Rochester area. We hope that by introducing you to these inspirational people and their stories, you will be motivated to learn more about these amazing organizations in our region and the fabulous people who keep them working.
This week on the podcast, I'm welcoming Otto Harnischberger. He's the executive director of the Pirate Toy Fund. He was an investigator with the Special Investigations Unit of the Rochester Police Department for 33 years. He's been on the board of directors of the Pirate Toy Fund for the last 16 years, though he got his new gig as executive director back in June. He's volunteered with Camp Good Days and Special Times, in addition to other organizations locally. The Pirate Toy Fund is headquartered downtown in Rochester, was actually founded in 1995 by local children's entertainer Gary the Happy Pirate. It is the only nonprofit organization of its kind in the United States. It supplies toys year-round to over 100 agencies that provide aid and comfort to thousands of children in the greater Rochester area. To date, they've distributed nearly 250,000 toys, and they continue to actively pursue new avenues to expand their mission. Otto, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I hope I did okay with your last name.
You did great. You did it. Thank you so much for looking out for us and having us on your show.
Yeah. So usually we like to start with an icebreaker, something that you're into lately. It could be anything that you're excited about, that you've been exploring. I know with COVID times, things have been changing, but is there anything you're excited about lately?
It's funny that you asked that. I'm a avid Coca-Cola collector, and I just happened to find the salesman's kit from 1950 that the salesman would have. It had the big LP records. It's got the film in there. Oh, it was amazing. So I've been flying high. Everybody comes into my house. Hey, you got to see this. You got to see it. So that's the biggest thing I could go on right now. The other biggest thing is the Pirate Toy Fund, as you know. This is my heart. This is, you know, and as you're right, we're trying times. Every little accomplishment's a big accomplishment during this time.
So what can you tell us about the Pirate Toy Fund? I sort of touched on the general mission in the bio intro. What's going on with you guys right now?
Well, again, like you said, this was our 25th anniversary. It was founded by Gary the Happy Pirate and the Simonetti family after they met the little girl, Christy Simonetti, whose parents are still on my board to this day. She subsequently passed away. You know, but there was a bone marrow drive years ago for it. And either way, but today we're 25 years strong. COVID did, you know, do its damage with us, you know, because we lost a lot of donors. And especially this Christmas time, one of our bigger donors who usually supplies over 12,000 toys to us is backing out due to COVID because they can't collect due to the circumstances. So that's a third of what we give away annually. So we're stressing, you know, coming up with new ideas, looking outside the box to create ways to get more toys in.
What sort of ideas have you guys come up with so far to safely not only collect toys during coronavirus, but then distribute them to the families that are so deserving?
Oh, yeah. Well, our biggest thing, we came up with this mobile toy box, which is being sponsored by Rock Environmental. It's a local company here in Rochester. It's going to go from place to place. We're going to have a calendar. We'll put it out to all businesses. You collect your toys, we'll come get them. And then part of our thing is the toys don't go out immediately. They kind of quarantine here at the Pirate Toy Fund. We do spray things down, wipe things down, you know, make sure it's safe, but they're quarantined here for a period of time so that whatever could be on them will die off or whatever. So they don't go out immediately. So that's a good plus for us. And then mainly the stuff that we have here will go out for this year. The stuff that collects in usually goes out for next year. So we definitely have a good safety procedure in place to protect anybody who's receiving our toys. But the big toy box, the mobile toy box is huge. That's the first time we're doing it this year. That's looking outside the box. But we're also promoting more third-party toy drives where we can put boxes in businesses and establishments. So if any business is interested in doing that, please call the Pirate Toy Fund. We'll be more than happy to set up a toy drive with you. But we got to get every way we can to get those toys in to fill those orders.
So first of all, what's the phone number that people should call?
It's 271-5519. That is the Pirate Toy Fund. Nan, who's phenomenal. She's our program coordinator partners, and she does a great job with that. She really does. So if no one's here, if we're picking up toys or whatever, please leave a message. We will definitely call you back.
How do people track the mobile unit? Are you guys going to post on social media? Are you going to contact businesses directly? Is it going to be a combination of things?
It is going to be a combination. We're going to have it on our website that it's going to be in certain areas at certain times. You can call us. If you have a large amount of toys, we'll come pick them up. Again, we request brand new unwrapped toys. You know, we can't take used as much as there's a need for those. We just can't do that with, especially working with hospitals and things like that, surgery centers. And we have to get things that are very clean to those establishments. But yeah, it should be on our, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, it should be posted on our, PTF, piratetoyfund.org page and our website. You'll see it there. And we're going to be posting it on our social media and Facebook and all that.
Who are the children that benefit from the donations and the toys from the Pirate Toy Fund?
Everybody. The hospitals mainly, Galisano's Children's Hospital General, the surgery centers, Red Cross gets toys. We started this program a few years ago called Toys on Patrol, where we put new toys in a clear plastic bag so they don't get dirty. The officer has the option to put them in his trunk or not. If they go to a domestic or something, or mom and dad has to go to jail, they can give a child a toy to feel like it's not the end of the world. Through Sheriff Baxter, we put toys in the Monroe County Jail. So if a child has to go visit a loved one and it's so stressful as it is, they can get a toy to break the ice down and break the stressfulness of that situation down.
Before we started recording, you were talking a little bit about experiences that you've had with kids coming into the warehouse in the past and sort of what that looks like. I know that's probably not something you're going to be able to do this year, but can you sort of talk to what the experiences are like for families?
Yeah, we don't usually see firsthand what our toys do because we give them to our program partners who give them out. But one program we do get to see what happens is Camp Good Days. It's their junior campers who are kids 7-year-olds and younger that have cancer. So we have some volunteers and some donors that put up a big tent out back. We put tables and chairs. We have a big picnic for them. Then you get to shop the warehouse, and you get these 7-year-olds that walk into our toy warehouse. Their jaw hits the floor. Their eyes are so big, and it's so rewarding. It really is to see that the power of a toy. You know, and we used to do the parties at Galisano's Children's Hospital, and we used to go from room to room, and I played Santa Claus. To see the power of that toy, for 1 minute, you take their pain away. For 1 minute, they don't know why they're there. They're just there for that toy. And we can all look back, and I know mine was a Slinky. We all look back when we were a kid, what our favorite toy was. And mine was a Slinky that only lasted about 60 seconds before it got bent out of shape or whatever. But the power of a toy is unsurpassed. And you could bring a toy to a child who's sick, who's suffering. That's what we're all about. That's what makes the day fulfilling.
You've mentioned a few of your community partners. Who else do you guys work with on a regular basis?
We do a lot with local businesses, do a lot for donating to us. Exceed Financial is one of our biggest partners. Isaac Heating's been a great partner of ours. And a lot of these people, they'll give services, they'll give money, they'll give time. That's how we can operate. Plus, we do our fundraisers, which is our golf tournament. We do our we have our toy drive coming up now, November 30th to December 5th on Channel 13. We try to promote ourselves that way to collect toys. During COVID, it's going to be tough. I mean, a lot of locations, people don't want to come out. So we're creating this new QR code that it's going to be on all our box and everywhere. So virtually, you can just click on that QR code and send us a toy or send us a donation so we can buy toys. Nan's been very frugal in buying toys, so she's been phenomenal. So I'm sure we can get more out of your dollar than you could. So whatever you can give us, that's what we do to make it stretch as further as it can. But yeah, a lot of the local businesses have been great with us. We're thank God that we have them. Wegmans has been a great supporter. And again, our program partners are a lot of them that need it. There's some charities that need it that are other non-for-profits we give to, surgery centers. If a kid got to go in for surgery, we give them a toy. Things just to make the kid's life a little simpler, and happier.
Why did you choose to go into this work after all your years with the Rochester Police Department? What makes you passionate about doing this work with families?
Well, it first of all, it was my mom. I lost a lot of money at 12 years old, okay? My mom used to say, go shovel Mrs. Johnson's driveway and don't take a penny, or go cut someone's grass and don't take any money. You know, so I was trying to make a living at 12, but I learned at a young age that you have to give back. I learned at a young age, it's not, especially when you're blessed, you gotta spread that a little bit. So, and in the police department, there was this old captain, Eddie Bastian, that was in charge of the senior center over at Baden Street Settlement. And I started playing Santa Claus for him years ago. And then just the thrill of giving back and seeing people's reaction, I got hooked. So years ago, there was a Lieutenant Charlie LeRae that was on the job, who was on the board of the Pirate Toy Fund, who got me involved playing Santa Claus. And then I saw the organization, saw what it does. And then I got on the board, and then I moved my way up to president of the board. And then eventually I became executive director. But it's all about having heart and giving back. If you can't give back, you got issues. You've got to give something. Even as small as it might be, it changes someone's life forever.
Well, and certainly time is a great way to give back. It doesn't need to be financial or anything like that.
Exactly. We do have a volunteer base, and we're always looking for more volunteers. We do, and again, it's up in the air. We're meeting with the county exec people. We did this toy giveaway every year at the Blue Cross Arena, where they donate the Blue Cross Arena, the space for us, which is great. We partner with the county because they have the list of the kids that are in poverty. So they're only done by invite only to come, but it's like a winter wonderland downstairs. We have Santa, we have characters, we have arts and crafts, we have games, and they go up the escalator and they get to shop for their whatever toy they want. And it's priceless. But now this year with COVID, you can't sit on Santa's lap. You can't touch the toys. We can't have games. You can't have snack. So it's, I don't know if it's going to happen, especially with the rise on cases in Monroe County. So it's a scary time, but I'm hoping the kids will always, you know, end up with a toy for Christmas, especially.
Well, and hopefully people will think outside of how they normally contribute to you and donate money if they don't feel comfortable getting in touch with you and physically donating things, and so that you guys can meet your mission goals. How many toys do you want to give away this Christmas season?
Well, we usually give away annually 33,000 toys a year. That's a lot of toys. And again, we lost a third of that with our program partner, which, believe me, there's no shape, way, or form am I bad-mouthing them, because they have to protect their employees and things of that nature. So I understand where they're coming from, but it doesn't help my end, you know, that I need to accomplish. It's a tough time right now to do this, but I think the community can go right to our webpage. You can donate money there. You'll have if you see the boxes in the mall or you see them anywhere, you just hit that QR code and you can send money to us, and we'll go out and buy that toy for you.
Is there a community partner that you feel like does not get enough recognition for all the good work that they're doing that you would like to talk about for a minute or two?
There's a lot of program partners out there that do a lot for the community. For me to pick one out, I think would be not have enough time to do them all justice. You know, there's any non-for-profit that gives back is struggling right now. And no matter what size you are, if you're a big non-for-profit or a little one, everybody has feeling the pain of what's going on financially and programs being canceled. I know Camp Good Days, first time in 42 years, they canceled their camps, you know, where kids, I mean, you see where the kids go there, they cry when they get there and they cry when they leave because they love that camp so much. The little ones, when they come here, you know, this is one of their best, because the junior Camp Good Days can't stay at camp because they're too little. So they do day field trips. Well, that one day comes to the Pirate Toy Fund, and to have them come here, my board of directors are stressed that we couldn't do that this year. That's one of our favorite programs to see what it does. So there's a lot of programs out there in the city that do great work. And they just, because of COVID and losing funding and losing their fundraisers, they can't collect money. We lost two this year, but we were able to scramble at the end just to make something happen. So we got a little revenue in, not as much as we would if we had a full-blown thing on it. But we're getting there. But there's a lot out there that are feeling what we're feeling.
What is your favorite thing about Rochester?
I'll tell you what, when the chips are down, this is the most giving community I've ever seen. I remember years ago after the floods down in Panyan and stuff, we did a toy drive because they lost all their toys in their cupboard there. We did a toy drive in July. We were able to collect 1,000 toys for them just on a one-day thing, that people just came out of the woodwork to help that cause. When we went down after Hurricane Sandy, we went down there and threw a Christmas party for the kids who lost everything. And we bought some toys down. The community came tenfold and gave us extra toys for that program. But yeah, when the chips are down, this is a very caring town. It's somebody, I love to live here because that's the reason. I think it's, if you need something, your neighbor will come knock on your door and give it to you.
So before I let you go, I want you to go back over all the ways that people can get in touch with you guys, can donate, can make sure that this Christmas season and going forward is as good as it can be for kids in this area.
You can go right to our website, PTF, you know, piratetoyfund.org. There's a place there you can donate to us there through PayPal. You're going to see our QR codes hopefully all over the city. So if you see one of those on a toy box or on a third-party toy box, just click your phone on that and you'll be able to send money to us there. Or you can send a check right to us at 1453 East Main Street, Rochester, New York, 14606, or 09, I'm sorry, 14609. Or call the office, 271-5519. We'll be able to assist you in any way you want to contribute to us. But if you can, the littlest amount helps. It does. So whatever you can do for us, please do. You'll see our change jars and Shaler's, who's a big supporter of us. So you'll see if you're there and you're getting a burger or a hot, drop your change in there for us. But whatever way, we'll take it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to help get the word out about the great work you guys are doing this holiday season.
Well, we appreciate you again for having on and keep up the great work of, you know, helping those little kids. That I know that's sometimes stressful, but I appreciate everything you do for them.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thriving Forward podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Kids Thrive 585 Inc., the Huckelman Center at the University of Rochester, and Rochester Regional Health. To learn more about today's guest, head over to kidsthrive585.org and click on the podcast link. See you next time.
The views, information, and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of their employers or funders.